Welcome to Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of the heritage and traditions of South Georgia. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.
3:30 on the top. Repeat on the first part with the capo. Triple takes the first sound. Tenor takes the first sound. Treble and alto together and bass below.
The Sacred Harp, or shape note tradition, features three or four-part singing without instrumental accompaniment. The songs are sung first with the syllables fa, sol, la, mi, which correspond to the printed shapes in the tune book. David and Clark Lee of Hoboken are reviving a tradition that goes back at least five generations in their family.
This is a living tradition that I know it reaches back for us, just for our little part of it, reaches back into the middle 1800s.
The sacred harp tradition of the Okefenokee region has certain unique qualities. Tempos are slower and melodies are more ornamented, characteristics which reflect a strong influence from primitive Baptist hymn singing. Singers not only beat time with their hands, a technique common to most sacred harp singers, but they also walk time with their feet.
There's some things that I notice. We still walk time to some of our songs, and our people down here are accustomed to that. Everybody else looks at that as an oddity. I mean, they look at it, that's something different. They don't do that. We also have certain tempos. We have certain songs, and we have certain ways that we sing these particular songs, and we understand how we do that.
But by the 1990s, the tradition was dying. There were fewer sings and less people. That's when David and Clark Lee decided to do something.
I believe what's in those words. I live that. That's my faith, is what's in those words in those songs. The spiritual part is what I'm trying to say, yeah. And those are the kind of lessons that I want to pass on to my children. And because those were the ones that were handed to me. Those are the ones that were handed to my dad.
The singing is coming back, but it has changed.
To me, this sacred harp is a living tradition. And because it's a living tradition, it's going to change and evolve. I don't feel like that we are losing anything. I think what's actually happening is Hoboken is changing its voice. And so I think Hoboken still has a voice, though Hoboken's voice is going to be different than it was.
The difference between the old and new style is most audible in tempo. This first recording of Love Divine was made in 1944 and is sung in the older style. This second recording was made in 1997 and illustrates the new style of singing. The Lees sometimes regret the changes, but they're pragmatic. They would rather have a different sacred harp than none at all. For them, sacred harp is a way of life that they want to pass on to their children.
I wanted them to have what I had. I wanted them to grow up in a sacred harp singing family, in a house that sang sacred harp, go into the sacred harp singing. You learn more from music than just how to pitch your voice.
Thanks to the Archive of Folk Culture, Library of Congress, for use of the Francis Harper recordings of the Okefenokee. This has been Wiregrass Ways, a celebration of South Georgia folk life. Wiregrass Ways is written by Laurie Summers and produced by Tom McCourt, Craig Klein, and Teresa Sanders. I'm Martha Gibson. This program is supported by Valdosta State University, the Georgia Council for the Arts Folk Life Program, and the Georgia Humanities Council. Wiregrass Ways is a production of WWET Valdosta, Peach State Public Radio.